Hey everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by the heavenly body, Rich Demolian.
Right. That was okay. That was a good one. Only because I jump really high.
The heavenly body.
I have a 10-foot vertical.
How are you today, Rich?
I'm good, man. I'm very giggly. I got some coffee. Had a good morning. I'm glad we got to do the show today.
I had a terrible morning. A very busy morning. And then I have to get my back checked out. My back is killing me. My taxi driver got into a car accident while bringing me from the airport.
Yeah.
He blew out a tire and smashed. He was lucky enough to veer off. And you're like in like on the cross island and every exit is like this.
Yeah.
He hit every aspect of that wall.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Some kind old black lady picked me up and drove me home.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
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 Did you kiss her?
I tried to kiss her.
Did you?
She was just very nice. She was a Lyft driver. She didn't even charge me for anything.
That's cool.
She was just driving by. She's like, "Do you need any help?" I'm like, "I gotta get home.
I gotta get home.
And the freaking cabbie wanted to charge me $18.
Get out of here.
He's like, "Hey, you didn't pay." I was like, "Are you kidding me?" I'm like, "You just totaled your car, bro." This is a show all about cabbies and how terrible they are here in New York City. No, it's about professional wrestling. And boy, do we have a lot of news for you today.
Mm-hmm.
All Out was this weekend. I watched it. I was at Spencer's place on Saturday.
Mm.
I just made it in time for the show.
Both you guys on the bed?
On the bed.
Just feather boas?
Feather boas. I actually posted a photo of how I was watching it. I have to tell you, it was a very different vibe. Watching pay-per-views on the West Coast is so much better.
It's early.
Like watching any kind of wrestling, it's so early. It began at like 3 in the afternoon.
That's nice.
Four in the afternoon, I'm sorry. And it just, you're like, all right, I'm done. I got the whole night ahead of me.
Yeah.
I can live.
And what did you do with that night?
Where did we go Saturday night? We went to,
Tungabungas?
I think Del Frisco's. No, we went to Eataly. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, nice. It was really nice. And then we went to the Palm the following day. Mm. But so much happened on that show. Chris Jericho, the first ever AEW World Heavyweight Champion. He lost his world title, literally, in a shoot, left it somewhere, went to Longhorn Steakhouse, and he lost the title. A lot of speculation as to why he lost the title.
Well, apparently, the story that's going around, which makes sense, is that he took the wrong luggage,
okay,
and it was too late to do a proper exchange, so the belt was gone. And then the thing that came
Where did he take the wrong luggage from?
The airport cab or whatever it is,
because like he took a limo,
right? So maybe at the airport took the wrong luggage, somebody got the belt, there was like a weird exchange, and then apparently the police report says somebody found it by the side of the road and brought it to the police.
Okay, so what he did, he just left it on the side of the road when he was getting in the limo.
Maybe that's what I'm assuming happened.
But they found it. Did you see the cop holding the title and he deleted it? Dude, great.
I think they really tried to kayfabe it until that picture came out.
Yeah.
Because it would have been cool if, imagine this, like, at the first, I mean, like, not for the first TV taping, that would have been, like, impossible to not have the belt. But if it turns out where it was, like, Hangman took the belt or, like, Moxley took the belt.
So did you see his videos? So this actually says a lot about Jericho. First of all,
yeah.
I know there's a lot of people are like ragging on him. They're like, oh, he was drunk again. He's drunk.
All right, whatever.
Somebody actually said AEW needs to address the problem at hand. Dude, you can't speculate things like that. You know what I mean? You can't speculate someone's potential problem or not. Some people could speculate that I drink too much. Maybe I do sometimes, but I have to tell you, flying is really, I get rattled by flying.
I know you
okay?
do.
I do. And I flew so much this week. I went from New York to Vegas, Vegas to LA, LA back to Vegas, and Vegas to New York in a week.
Yeah.
You get discombobulated, you know, from the back and forth and the up and down. I actually left my phone in I had to buy a charger. I left the charger. Mm-hmm. So I paid like $40 for a freaking iPhone charger because I had no chargers.
Ooh.
Yeah. I left my freaking phone there, and it was 2 minutes before they're boarding for my flight. I realized it was sitting there, and it was on the counter there at the store. So listen, and I wasn't even drinking. or on any kind of pharmaceuticals. So it happens, dude. Yeah. I get it. It happens. The other thing, our Twitter account is suspended right now.
Yeah.
Not for a bad reason. So what happened on Monday, I was live tweeting from the air, and Rich was tweeting from here.
From the ground.
From the ground. And, and I guess because the IP changed so many times.
Yeah.
Because I was flying, you know, every time it would disconnect, it would reconnect. It was a new IP address. And I was VPNing to kind of prevent that from happening. Mm-hmm. Twitter suspended the account. But the verification, they have to send me a text message to verify that, like, okay, plug in the code. I'm not getting the message. It's my phone number in there, but I'm not receiving those messages for some reason. So I don't know if it's being blocked on the Verizon side or what's going on. Mm. So I had to manually email them. If anybody could help out with this.
Right.
If you guys could tweet Twitter and tell them what happened, it would be a tremendous lifesaver to me so I could get my freaking account back, the Mattman account.
Big glass of vodka.
Thank you.
Right there.
Look at this. Look at this. Nice. Dude, it's all warm water.
He dunked it in the toilet tank.
Possible. I'm sorry. I'm so thirsty. So,
you okay?
I'm so sorry.
I'm so thirsty.
I'm so sorry. So, a lot is happening right now.
I think that's interesting where somebody or something happened, and then they were like, oh, this wrestling podcast is up to no good. How's this guy here, and how's this other thing here?
Yeah, yeah, because you were using it, and it was a whole thing. So, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's not Twitter's fault, but...
yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Whatever, man. We'll get it back one day. But it's also kind of like we posted this on our personal accounts. So if you can retweet it and just let everybody know we're live, that would be awesome.
Yeah, nobody knows we're doing a show.
Please watch us on the YouTube.
Where do you want to begin? So let's talk about All Out.
Sure. You answered your own question.
What? Yeah,
like,
what
do you
want to
begin? Let's talk about this. All Out.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
Okay. I have the card in front of me. I got the results. I thought it was a very well put together show. Some of the stuff you got to get used to a little bit, but I think for the most part, like a very solid, super solid showing.
Did you watch? You watched the preview as well, right?
Yes.
So with the preview to the actual show, you thought it was all solid show.
It was great. Yeah. Okay. Can you pop me up a little bit?
You're a little low?
Yeah. I just want to.
I'm sorry, I'm having some audio issues. Is that better?
That's a lot. No.
No?
Just like I need to be a little up in my headphone. Thank you. That's good. Okay. Perfect.
Go ahead.
So you had the 21-woman casino battle royale.
Okay.
And Nyla Rose beat Britt Baker.
Nyla, yeah.
I love Britt Baker.
She's great.
She's awesome. Yeah.
What do you think about Nyla winning?
I'm okay with that. I mean, like, they've done a good job as making her the monster.
Yeah.
You know? The winner of that faces, what do you call it? Rio now.
Interesting pick.
Rio defeated Hikaru Shida, and I think that's a great pick. That match was awesome.
The crowd wasn't into it. It was a fine match. Mm-hmm. It was just, I found their match placement strange of the show.
I don't want to agree to that.
Okay.
But I agree with you about the crowd.
The crowd was done for that.
And I'll tell you why. If you're not on Being the Elite, I don't think that crowd gives a shit about you.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually very interesting.
If you're not on the web stuff, the crowd's like, wow, who's this? You know?
So there were 10 matches on this show. This was a pretty big show. I'm going to reiterate when I say the match placement was weird to me. Mm-hmm. I think we've been conditioned to the WWE way of doing matches, like their structuring of matches, and this kind of broke it. Mm. But I agree. That's actually a really fair assessment. If you're not on Being the Elite, they really don't care.
Yeah, because like that is it's a great way to introduce people, and also it's a great way to give you something more to the character. Perfect example. Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy.
Okay.
Right? Relatively new players in the wrestling world. Jungle Boy's been around for a few years.
Star now.
Luchasaurus was in NXT, got injured, and now, you know, he's building himself up. He's a big man that can move. He's got a great gimmick. The guy's smart as hell. But on Being the Elite, you could see all that stuff.
Yeah, but he's coming off as a star.
Yeah. So I think that helps. But, you know, Rio and Hikaru Shida, not so much on BTE.
Okay.
You know, so like I think there that has something to do with that crowd reaction. But for the rest of the show, the crowd was very, very hot.
Yes, it was. So let's see. You did Nyla Rose, Britt Baker. Nyla won.
Yeah.
The second match on the pre-show on the, what do they call it? The buyout? The buy-in?
Yeah.
Private Party versus Angelico and Jack Evans. I hate their outfits.
Do I?
Angelico and Jack Evans. I can't look at them because of their outfits.
Okay.
It's a weird and petty thing to dislike. I really, really hate the bright green.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I think that's what keeps me from liking Trent Beretta.
Is that what it is?
And yet SoCal Uncensored beating. I love the team name of Jurassic Express.
Jungle Boy, what it is?
Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus, and Marco Stunt.
Cool.
Pac defeated Kenny Omega by referee stoppage. 23 minutes.
What did you think of the finish?
Loved it.
Loved the finish.
Loved it.
A lot of people were confused.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't understand what was happening at the time. 23 minutes, like you said. I thought it was a really good match.
Yeah.
But Kenny's like two. What? He's lost two already.
Well, technically, no.
He lost to Jericho.
Right, but he had the tag match.
He won the tag match.
Right.
He beat Sima, and he lost this. So he's 2-2.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. Kenny doesn't really need to win much. You know what I mean?
I disagree with you on that.
But
I think he has to.
You think he's got to be Mox?
I don't see. This is the interesting thing here, right? Like, who's your guy in the company? Who's going to be the guy that creates the boom?
I really want to put my money on Kenny just because of, like, you know, what he did in Japan. And also, like, Kenny hasn't wrestled in a while, right? Like, it's not like a current thing like it used to be. When you watch that Kenny versus Pac match, Kenny, like, you know exactly why Kenny's called the best wrestler in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
This dude is ridiculous. He's so smooth. Like, psychology's there. And Pac isn't a slouch either. You know, I thought this was a great match. They're obviously going to do something special with Kenny. I'm going to say second or third champion for the company.
Or do you think it should be a big chase? I think it should be a big chase.
They got to chase Jericho for this belt. And I think multiple people have to chase Jericho for the belt.
Hmm.
You know, because, like, this opens the option for so many matches where you'll have Jericho, Cody, Jericho, Pac, Jericho, Hangman again, Jericho, Mox, Jericho, Kenny.
Yeah.
You know, and you can have the, like, Jericho Pentagon.
Jericho Pentagon. Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on. It's just, when they get to TV, how they present this is going to be really what makes it, more than anything else. You know, maybe the story's like, since your iPhone is ready for pickup. What?
Did you get a new iPhone?
No. Just got that message. I think the story with Kenny could be like, oh, the dude is kind of 50-50 right now. He's like the Mets.
Okay.
He's not doing so well since coming, you know, since AEW started. He's won half. He's won easy matches.
Uh-huh.
He's only won one singles match.
Mm-hmm.
He's lost every other one to big names.
Mm-hmm.
Lost to Jericho. Lost to Pac. I guess story was that he was going to lose to Moxley.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
I think so.
I feel like that, like, when they finally do wrestle, it's going to be like a double count out or a double knockout. I think they're going to do something interesting with that.
They got to be careful. They just got to be careful with this. I enjoyed that match. I was very surprised at the placement.
Yeah.
I think it should have been later on in the card. If the Rio match was in this spot and then they flipped it a little bit, it would have been good.
I feel like these guys are making these decisions not to, like, take up too much of the spotlight. You know?
Well, they're going to have to, because you know what? They are the stars of the company.
Jimmy Havoc beat Darby Allin and Joey Janela in a Cracker Barrel Clash.
I like this match. Did you like it?
It was hysterical. That bump with the barrel is, like, ridiculous.
They screwed up the finish, though. The finish was messed up, but
I also like how Darby Allin's finisher is called the coffin drop, and it's just him falling backwards on a dude.
So I watched this. I came in late. We were out, and I flew in that day, and I got in late. I got in during this match.
Really?
So I ordered, by the time I ordered the pay-per-view, I'm watching with Spencer, and Spencer was like, when did this, because remember, he used to go to the Garden to watch wrestling in the 70s. Mm-hmm. He's like, when did they start hitting each other in the head with barrels? He's like, this is insane. He goes, I would have been into wrestling if I was a kid, if this is what wrestling was.
There's barrels. I think it's a great idea. Imagine if barrels replaced chairs. Just like gimmicked barrels. Boom.
Yeah. I like this match. Now, you have the Dark Order defeating the Best Friend. They're really trying to get the Dark Order over.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really work in this.
They're a little, I think the problem is they remind you of the Viking Raiders.
Dark Order. Yeah. Interesting.
It's like they're like a weird combination of Sanity, the Viking Raiders, and the Ascension.
Very, actually, that's really funny. All
right.
But the big surprise here, so they defeated the Best Friends, but the big surprise was LAX showed up.
Yeah. No. Yeah. LAX showed up later.
No, they showed up during this match.
Under the masks? No, they showed up during the Pentagon match.
Was it the Pentagon match?
Yeah, dude.
Am I losing my mind?
Orange Cassidy showed up during
this match. Cassidy showed up. I'm sorry.
Orange Cassidy honestly, I watched this like 3 times, and my wife popped so hard for Orange Cassidy.
Dude, the crowd popped like he was like The Rock.
I was like, yo, watch this dude with the full hands in the pockets doing the bump to the outside.
How do you think that's going to get over?
Coming back.
On weekly TV.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do anything but stand there with his hands in his pockets.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
And also, how athletic do you have to be to do that whole thing with your hands in your pockets? With the kip up.
Did you watch him versus Gangrel?
Yes.
I can't believe I saw that.
You know what? I want AEW to sign Gangrel.
So, you know how many Gangrels I see on a regular basis?
They're all on the subway.
All on the subway, dude. All on the subway.
Rio defeated Hikaru Shida. It was a fun match. It was a really good match.
It was a really good match, but the crowd was out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They were at that point. They just weren't committed to this match.
Orange Cassidy took he popped them too hard.
He popped them too hard. So now you got the 3 main events, right? Cody with MJF and DDP,
mm-hmm.
right?
Kinda.
DDP went to the back. Defeated Shawn Spears with Tully Blanchard.
Great match.
Okay, let's get before the match. A lot of criticism about the dog and the pyro.
Okay.
A lot of criticism over that. Listen, dude, they tried something. It didn't work. People are, they're up in arms. They're contacting the ASPCA.
People worry too much.
And PETA and all. Mm-hmm. I'm like, listen, dude, it's their dog. They thought the dog could do it. Dog had some trouble with the pyro. It was scary for the dog. Nobody intended the dog to get hurt. Like, it was a call they made, maybe not the best call. All right, it happened.
According to Cody, he said, well, Pharaoh's afraid of thunder, and the mortars went off, and it sounded like thunder. So he was like, oh, no.
Yeah. You know?
Whatever, man. It happens. People worry way too much about this stuff. I think those, like, virtue signaling dummies online are the worst part of anything you like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it happened. He's okay. He came down to the ring. You know, it's not like he shit his pants and then
bit DDP. And I'm sure they feel they feel worse than you do.
Way awful.
Because it's their dog. You know what I mean? So I really enjoyed this match. Do you think it did anything for Shawn Spears?
Absolutely.
First of all, Tully Blanchard. Let's talk about him.
It's ridiculous.
So good, right?
Horseman. Effing Horseman.
We also got Arn Anderson delivering a spine buster.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking loved it.
With JR calling it.
Really cool, dude.
Yeah.
60 minutes. I thought the match went over well. Mm. But I know that this solidified Cody, right? I think Cody looked good. This was a very WWE style match.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think this elevated Shawn Spears?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
I'm holding back on making a judgment. I want him to get over. I think him as a heel is strong.
Absolutely.
I like his character. Is he just going to be another guy?
I don't think so.
On the roster.
I think him with Tully is pretty fantastic.
It's smart to team him up with that.
And I do think, because Arn Anderson cut a promo after this too.
I didn't hear it.
Him saying like, you know, like Tully knows the roads is better than anybody, but I know Tully better than anybody. Right?
That's great.
And I do think that you're going to get somebody else with Arn in their corner versus Sean Spears on the next time. And you're going to get a little Tully and Arn back and forth. But just the way Tully was, like the way he put the tape on, you know, took the belt out, gave it to Sean. Very old school.
Worked really well. The other thing, MJF kind of teased.
Yes.
He was going to turn. I thought that was done well, too. They are doing a great job with that MJF and Cody thing. And when that match happens, it's going to be real ton of heat on that match.
Absolutely.
Ton of heat.
Cody popped the crowd really well. Looked like $1 million. I popped at home when he did the bionic elbow.
I got to rewatch this match.
And went 16 minutes right after that. Lucha Brothers, Pentagon Jr. and Rey Fénix versus the Young Bucks.
So this will be the last time you see the AAA titles on AEW.
Okay.
That story's over.
That deal's done.
Yeah, because they were doing it because there is no title.
Yeah.
And they need to continue that for AAA.
For a ladder match.
21 minutes. One of the best ladder matches I've ever seen.
Three spots in this match made me kind of jump up and cringe.
Yeah.
When Nick caught his ankle on the ropes.
Oh, man, yeah.
And it looked like he smushed his head right into the table. I was like, oh my God, I hope this dude's okay. But then you saw him backstage doing the Jericho bit.
The psychology of the match was really good. Now, if we compare this to, what's the greatest ladder match of all time? I want the chat room to list what is the greatest ladder match of all time right now.
Tag team ladder match or in general?
In general, greatest ladder match of all time.
I feel like everybody's going to go Razor and Shawn.
Razor and Shawn, okay. Watch that match today.
Yeah.
It still holds up, but it's a very different match.
It's not extreme.
Modern ladder matches. It has to be one of the, TLC matches, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. This had psychology in it.
Yeah.
The TLC matches did not.
Mm.
So I actually want to go back and watch some of these other ladder matches.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would say right now, this was probably one of the best. It could be the best ladder match that I've seen.
Really?
I really dug, again, not for the high spots, but for the psychology of the spots.
Great psychology. Just loved it. Was very much brother versus brother, very antagonistic.
Yeah.
And that's how they called it, too. They were like, younger brother and younger brother, older brother and younger brother, everybody stunned. JR did a very good job of calling the match.
But, again, I want to watch TLC from WrestleMania 17 and some of those, because it's been a while.
Yeah. We should do a watch-along.
We should do a watch-along.
Let's do a watch-along. The package pile driver to Matt on the ladder.
Boy.
Bonkers.
Yikes.
There was a lot of yikes in this. And also, Penta getting his mask pulled off. And the crowd reacted so angrily.
They did.
So good.
Real anger, heat on them. Here's a question. Do you like that spot? I feel like everybody's doing that spot a little too much now, the mask spot.
I thought this one worked very well.
Because of the heat.
Because of the heat. And also, Penta sold it like he threw acid in his face.
He did.
He was like, no. And then he had to put the mask back on. But loved it. Loved the intros. I like the Young Bucks as a weird buck skull. Helmets.
Yeah. What do you What do you think of the Young Bucks?
I like them. I've always liked them.
You don't love them though.
Love's a strong.
You don't think they're like the greatest tag team?
No. You know what? Because I'm straight out of Dudleyville, so I got to go
straight out of Dudleyville. Okay.
I got to go. Right, Dudley's.
I'll tell Mongo.
But I like them. I've always liked them. I will say I love them, but I've liked them since they were Generation Me, and that's the first time I saw them. In TNA, and then I followed their career after that completely. So it went from TNA to New Japan and was like, oh, this is ridiculous.
So now you have the main event. Chris Jericho, Adam Page for the AEW World Champion, the inaugural AEW World Championship.
26 minutes.
26 minutes. I'm going to be a little critical of this match.
Okay, why?
I felt their chemistry was a little off.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been that the show was running... it could have been that the other one was such a high spot match,
mm-hmm.
and the Cody Sean Spears thing had a lot of spots, heat spots also. I feel the crowd kind of simmered down for this. They did respond near the end. Jericho mm-hmm. looked good.
Yeah.
Jericho
got body shamed.
He did. He's been getting body shamed a lot.
Stupid.
He looked good, and he's moving better than he has in the past.
Oh, yeah.
What was the match? Who do you have the match with in Japan? Who was his last match? Was it Okada? Somebody tell me whose last match in Japan
was. He did Naito. And then I think it was Naito that beat him for the belt.
It was Naito. Yeah, it was Naito. I can't remember who it was, but he looked really slow.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kenny match. It was the Kenny match. Yes, no, it was Okada. So the match with Okada, he did not look great.
Yeah, I thought he looked pretty excellent in that.
But it's the problem with that was he was smart enough to change his style.
Uh-huh.
But when he was trying to keep up with Okada, there's no keeping up with Okada.
Yeah.
He's just too quick.
Freight train.
And you got to remember, Jericho was not a brawler early on. He was a quick guy.
Yeah.
He wrestled that Kenny Omega style. I mean, in that era.
Right.
I
do like Brawler Jericho.
I do like Brawler Jericho because he's smart, but he does also try to do some spots. Mm-hmm. I did not like his match with Kenny, the last one. I felt that he was sluggish
mm-hmm.
with that match. This match, I felt he adapted the Brawler and he adapted some other spots, and it looked really good.
This was also the showcase for Hangman.
This was a showcase for Hangman. Just didn't cut it, but one thing they did, they got that elbow over.
They got the elbow over.
I did not think. Did you think that elbow would get over?
Yes, absolutely.
You did.
I think Jericho has the unique ability to 99% get everything over.
He got that elbow over.
The elbow works. The theme song works. The new outfit works. The move set, you know, because he hit Hangman with the Codebreaker a couple of times.
Yeah.
I think the good showing for Hangman because the announcers put him over so well. The strength of Hangman Page.
Yeah.
Hangman's family's in the audience. And also, what a great horse.
Yeah.
So he came out on the
horse.
Came
out on the horse.
The horse didn't freak out.
Horse did not freak out.
Beautiful horse. The horse worked. It came out with the
dude,
little...
It's 2019. A cowboy gimmick's over.
Hell yeah.
Right? Awesome. I love it. So I enjoyed the match. Critch, this is the right direction to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about the media now AEW has gotten with the stolen belt.
Oh, absolutely.
It's all over the news now. CNN picked it up. BBC picked it up. That Chris Jericho's belt is missing.
Mm-hmm.
AEW title. People that have no idea about AEW have been asking me about AEW. I would say, with a marketing background, this could have possibly been the best marketing thing they've ever done.
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm not accusing them of this. They filed a police report. You can't. It would be a false police report if you do it. But they did turn this into something positive.
Absolutely.
His promos afterwards were so good.
The promo of him winning, the bubbly promo.
The bubbly promo was great.
The promo in the hot tub when he's like, I hired the best detectives in the world.
And then the promo where he got the belt back. And he's purple, though. Why is he purple?
Very purple.
Very purple.
I think, like, this is exactly what AEW needs to be, where, as opposed to WWE, where, you know, like, your promos have to be approved before they get put online, as opposed to Jericho saying, like, yo, I'm my house with the belt, I'm just gonna do something and send it to you guys, and they're like, yeah, it's great, you know.
Yeah.
Two things I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
Was this, and or somebody in the chat help me, was this the first time a female referee refereed a world title match? Because I thought she did a bang-up job.
I don't know if that... It's possible. It's quite possible.
Second question.
Yes.
Wasn't it great how Jericho old-school gigged himself? There was that little bit in the match where he was like, give me the thing. And then she's like reaching in her pocket, and he rolled out, and the camera wasn't on him for like 2 minutes, and then he came up.
But he wasn't bleeding a lot. That was the problem. And you see, he was trying to get it going, so... Yeah. When they do this, he was doing this to try to pump the blood out.
Mm-hmm. I think that's amazing.
Listen, dude, I'm okay with the blood. I'm okay with the blood when it's done properly, when it's done right. It adds another aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are hyper-analyzing a lot of this stuff. And they're saying, you know, every aspect of this is now analyzed. Like, people are saying, like, it's not a sport, it's performance art. It's a performance piece. You know what? There's nobody that says, when you ask a wrestler what he does for a living, nobody says, I'm a performance artist.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they answer you with? I'm a wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you are then. You're not a performance artist. Yes, there's performance art, there's storytelling, but it's not, I think it diminishes what these guys do by calling it performance art.
Right. Or like Stone Cold would say, like, it's not ballet.
It's not ballet.
It's not ballet.
It's construction
work.
Jericho apparently asked for her to be the ref of the match. Yeah. I thought it was a good, I thought it was a solid pay-per-view. Now, they announced the next one. They have another one coming up in a month.
Yeah.
Right? October.
The Hamburger Shuffle.
The Hamburger Shuffle? Is that what it's called? What is it? Full Gear?
Yeah, it's Full Gear.
We already have the Full Gear, right? Is that it?
I believe it's Moxley versus Kenny was announced.
Yes, that was announced.
And I want to say Cody versus Sammy Guevara?
So,
or was that for the TV? No, that's for TV.
So John Moxley was originally scheduled. I don't know what else isn't. So that's the only one that's announced right now. And that's going to take place November 9th in Baltimore at the Royal Farm Arena. The Royal Farm Arena can hold up to pretty big with a stage, about 14,000 people. Wow. Yeah.
Is this like...
I'm sorry. They'll probably be able to, with the ramp, it'll be like 11,000.
So is this is all the all out once a year in Chicago event like their WrestleMania for the most part or their Starrcade for the most part?
I think that's going to change.
Okay.
I was told that they're planning on eventually doing a really big show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They want to do really big shows. Also, strategically, have you noticed, no New York show announced yet?
No.
That's going to be announced soon.
At the Garden.
That's going to be at the Garden. Yeah. I was told by a friend over there. They're definitely running a show at the Garden, and they're holding off because that'll be their first entry into New York, which will be very cool to see AEW in New York.
What do you think the pay-per-view would be called?
34th Street Massacre.
Ooh, I like that.
No, they used that already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm excited for it. TV's coming up. They got about a month till TV.
Oh, so excited.
To get their bearings in order. NXT starting on the 18th in about a week and a half. On Wednesdays, which is insane. They're going to be 2 hours live. Raw, SmackDown. I actually enjoyed both Raw and SmackDown. There is a lot of news coming from that side. Major shakeup within the writing team.
Yes.
Ryan Ward he's away for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long. I don't know what's going on with that. But he's I guess, a vacation or a little bit of an extended vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens with that. They're switching up writers between Heyman. Heyman has been assisting a lot with the writing team. Triple H also came out and said Vince will have no say in NXT, which I do not believe for 1 second that Vince is not going to get heavily involved in NXT if the ratings don't perform at the level they're supposed to.
I also think they're worried that he's going to see Keith Lee, and there goes your big man.
But here's the thing. You know, I put out a question the other day, and I said, what do you think the viewership will be for NXT TV?
Mm-hmm.
The first NXT on USA. The answers I'm getting are just out of this world.
A million. Billion.
It's like 2.5 million, 2.6 million, 3 million. I'm like, dude, you know that Raw doesn't do that.
Yeah. This is more exciting, though, I think. I think it's a little more accessible because they're starting to push it a lot.
I don't know, man. I think if they do a million, they're in good. The number should be 1 million.
Okay.
Same thing with AEW. A million for AEW is an unbelievable number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still standing by 500 to 750. That is my number. Maybe they'll do 850 for like the first one or two shows.
Yeah.
But you're going up against competition, and to be honest, I think NXT has a stronger roster.
Ooh.
Overall roster than AEW does.
Well, because they have backups. I think that's the big thing.
Well, think about what they have. Gargano, Ciampa, Adam Cole. They got Undisputed Era. They got
Velveteen.
They got Matt Riddle.
Keith Lee.
Keith Lee's going to play a big part in this.
Ono.
He'll probably be on TV.
The 205 guys.
The 205 guys is definitely going to be there. And then they're going to send over guys. So what are you going to do? I'm telling you guys, and people think I'm nuts. Once that rating drops, you're going to have John Cena showing up.
Well,
you're going to have Roman Reigns. You're going to have an NXT reunion.
Did you see the NXT Cardiff show?
No, what is that?
The one that there was an NXT show last Saturday. It was Royal Quest. I know, you were busy. It was Royal Quest, New Japan on Saturday. It was NXT Cardiff on Saturday in England. And it was AEW Saturday night. There's a lot of wrestling over the weekend, right? Cesaro was on the NXT Cardiff show, and he may have gotten pop of the night.
And okay.
Cesaro wrestled Ilya Dragunov, I want to say. But as soon as
Cesaro, I didn't watch NXT UK yet. I just had no, because I was flying then.
As soon as Cesaro came out, the crowd went ballistic. And I think that's a good thing to rely on occasion, right? So, premier NXT show, blah, blah, blah. Triple H shows up, does the intro. Thank you for showing up. We are NXT, yada, yada. Then you see the promo, Finn Balor on next week's NXT, right?
Yeah.
Finn Balor has a 5-minute match with, like, Velveteen Dream or something. So, like, they have such a roster that they can throw them anywhere they want, and it's crazy. Bray Wyatt, Roman, you know, Seth showing up, people in the audience, Ricochet.
They're going to do these things. You know, it's going to be an uphill battle for AEW, a real uphill battle.
Yeah.
So, you know, and there are also accessibility to talent is limited right now.
Mm-hmm. In what regard?
It's very limited. How much, like, main big name talent?
You're talking about AEW.
AEW.
Okay. I think they have a very solid roster, but you're right in the fact that they can't compete with the depth of the WWE roster. But also, you never know who's going to jump ship. And also, the other thing to consider is the plans in place for the Fox show are seemingly very interesting as far as what's on TV, right?
Yeah.
I think they're turning Daniel Bryan face again, right? And I think they're turning Shinsuke.
Unless it's a swerve.
I don't think it's going to be a swerve. I think
he killed him, yeah.
I think they want, like, as many faces as Daniel. When Daniel Bryan was over, he was the most over dude. Daniel Bryan turns face again, I think he'll reclaim that glory, right? Put him as a face on Fox. I think the Sammy Nakamura thing is going to end with Nakamura becoming a face again. They throw him on Fox, get the crowd going, you know? So when you have, like, Daniel Bryan, Nakamura, Roman, and whoever they're going to throw on those first Fox shows, they're going to nail the ratings. And then you take those guys and throw them on NXT, and that's it.
The first NXT show, it's going to be Dunn versus Velveteen. And then you're going to have a women's triple threat for the number one contendership.
Okay.
Those are the matches. Two matches we have so far. I don't know, man. I think the Fox WWE on Fox looks solid. You're already seeing. Mm-hmm. Listen, football's starting right this week.
Yeah,
tonight. Once those football, you know, weekend programming happens on Fox, you're getting a SmackDown commercial every couple commercials.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what people are gonna say? Oh shit, wrestling again.
Well, did you see the Fox promo for it?
It was great.
Great commercial.
Yeah.
Hey guys, if you haven't seen the Fox commercial for SmackDown, it's very awesome.
And they've gone to the old SmackDown logo, which is pretty cool.
I want two fists.
They're getting a brand new set. Raw and SmackDown are getting a brand new set very, very soon. The sets are completed. It's done. They're just going to implement it, I'm assuming, around the same time.
And they're going to do the draft.
And they're doing a draft, and it's going to be a hard draft.
Very interesting, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be... These guys are going to be split. I'm imagining Brock Lesnar's going...
SmackDown.
Yeah.
He's going to destroy Kofi.
That's new. That first show is going to be stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Austin on Monday.
Yeah.
MSG.
He's doing the contract. He's doing, like, a contract signing, right?
What is he going to say? What is he
going to
do?
I have a complete gibberish.
Yeah.
Go over and dream all beer. Come and watch my show. His show on USA should be called First Dates, which Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Did you watch the thing with Becky? It was pretty cool.
No, not yet. I watched the other ones. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw the one with the dude from Impractical Jokers where Austin takes a couple of bumps in the ring and Lance Archer's there and he stuns Lance Archer. I was like, what?
So weird. Does he end every show with somebody stunning somebody?
Oh, I think so. Oh, yeah.
Ric Flair's in a feud with WWE again over the term The Man.
Sure.
Imagine you go see AEW.
Oh, dude. Who else would they? Barry Windham. Then they have the Horsemen.
Horsemen.
Put Flair with.
You got Tully. You got Arn. You bring Flair in. Who else is left?
You put Flair with MJF. Right,
dude. That would be interesting.
You put Arn with Cody, and you put Barry Windham with I don't know, fucking Lucha Horse.
Uncle Barry. pretty cool. I was, you know, wrestling's been pretty decent the last week or two.
I do think we're going to get some kind of Horseman deal on AEW within the next couple of years.
Right. Another thing that's blowing my mind, Ken Shamrock and Moose.
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Ken Shamrock looks like a melting muscular candle.
Ken Shamrock, did you see his promo in his house? It's like a museum.
And I say that with full knowledge that this dude can murder me in a heartbeat, you know? But it's true.
Also, we got our dream. Our dream came true with Bad Girl Bailey.
So good. All those lyrics that I've been writing every week have led up to this. They're all true.
You know what's funny? I did not think it would get over, the lyrics. Yeah. And now they're so over where people are writing and saying, so where good. Are the lyrics?
Where are the lyrics?
Yeah.
I honestly totally forgot that.
By the way, it's not done. It's Roderick Strong, guys. It's Roderick Strong, not people.
Okay.
Roderick Strong versus Velveteen for the NXT title on USA. Police say AEW title was found on the side of the road. How does that happen?
Was it out? Did he just like that's
by
the
a
thing,
good
like,
Samaritan?
It's so weird. I want to know what the real deal with this is.
I think somebody took it and was like, I found it on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do with it? Somebody's going to know that you have this.
I feel like, apart from, like, if we found it, I feel like we would take a million pictures with it. And then
I would taunt them. I'd be like, look what I got.
Like, give it back.
Yeah. You know? I'm like, I'm giving it back. I just found this. So here you go. You know, I would say something, you know.
I'm going to give you a take on this whole thing also. I think as soon as people see what that belt looks like, they're going to want to watch the show.
The cop holding the belt is the best. That's really the best
so
one.
So good. That title is so gorgeous. That IWGP title, AEW title, that's the order now.
It's a really nice title. Yeah, really, really
it's beautiful.
Nice title.
Like, it's more... I also think they're going to probably unveil a new NXT title just because of that, you know? It makes the NXT title look like a kid's title.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
It also makes the Universal title look like a kid's title.
I hate the Universal title.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Like, that's a beautiful title.
Yeah. So, I got a question for you.
Sure.
You know, right now, there's going to be a lot of wrestling. You're going to have wrestling on Mondays. You're going to have wrestling two shows on Wednesdays. You're going to have a show
Tuesdays.
On Friday. You're gonna have what do you have on Tuesday?
Oh no, that's right. SmackDown's moving to Fridays.
Yeah. Do you think the Friday move people are gonna be able to kind of adapt to that Friday move?
I don't know, man. I think if you're a fan, you're a fan and you'll watch it or you'll DVR it. I feel like that's a tough spot for me because I like to not watch wrestling on Friday nights. You know.
Yeah.
I like to read.
What do you do on Friday nights? Like I don't go out on Fridays. It's amateur hour.
Oh, this Friday we got. I'll tell you this story after when we go to the bar.
Okay.
But the gist of it was my wife got out of work at 8:00. We went to the bar that's two blocks from our apartment, had a weird experience there, then went to another bar, got home at like 3 a.m, like stumbled home.
Oh boy.
And I was like, oh, great Friday night. And like we were both messes like the next day. I had to be up way early. I had to go supermarket shopping. It was a whole mess. But I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe how the bubbly has gotten over.
New t-shirt, man.
Yeah. Number one shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees right now.
Also, one of my favorite promos from Jericho was him winning the title and saying, there is nobody's clapping for me. What are you looking at, Scorpio Sky?
You're not getting a shot. Yeah. Idiots. Yeah. I'm watching. Have you followed what is New York? What is New York? The wrestling stuff? The guys that like start breakdancing and like as Kane.
Those dudes are the best. They've been around forever. They do a lot of subway antics.
It is a lot of subway antics.
They do a lot
yeah.
of stuff in basketball parks. They were doing stuff by the Barclays Center too. And also like I like the committedness of the guy with the Stone Cold bald cap. That's like not on. Guys, if you haven't seen this, like look up like what would you say? Like New York. What is New York? Is the Instagram page
Puerto Rican dudes as Kane?
Yeah,
is that what you would? And what would you search
on YouTube? Right, be like New York street wrestling and then Kane. I guess.
Oh no! Subway. New York subway wrestling. I think that's the. Let's see.
These dudes are hysterical. They sell it so good. Some of the bumps they take, I'm just like, oof, this is a little too much. You know.
Let me see right now. Yeah, New York subway wrestling. Yeah, it comes up here. 1.8 million views. So they do the entrance. I would lose my mind if you saw us
on the subway.
But what they sell tickets for this.
Do they?
And they say like, okay, we're going to be on the E train. So meet us at the E train at like 1:30.
No.
In the fifth car. Yeah. That's what they do. So some of them are like, they do like $5 tickets to go see it. But a lot of times, like The Rock versus X-Pac.
So good.
In a New York City subway. What train is this?
These dudes are...
It's called Subway Slam.
These guys are ridiculous. I love them. I want to get... If anybody knows these guys, I would love to get them in the studio and just, like, talk about this. If anybody knows Subway Slam...
The Metropolitan Avenue. What train is this?
That's the F train, probably.
They're on the M train. They're on the M train in this one.
Please send them our way. We want to talk to them. I want to see what these guys are all about. In costume, though. I don't want to see their real face.
Okay. Subway Mania, Hell in Harlem, Fatal 4-Way Steel Cage Match.
Oh, boy.
They're in a park in Harlem right now. There's a black dude, or a dark-skinned Hispanic guy with a bald cap on,
hey,
coming
Stone
out
Cold.
Of Steve Austin. It says Harlem 316, and I think he's chugging a Montauk Summer. Dude, even the shorts, he's committed to the short shorts.
I think they have, I think these guys did a charity event, too. Like, they were part of some charity event, or, like, there was, like...
I love these dudes.
Somebody got put through a table?
Love these dudes. Oh, my God. This guy comes out like the freaking Undertaker. I can't believe this.
Do you want to do some questions?
Yeah, let's do some questions. Question time, boys and girls. Submit your questions here in the chat. We'll do our best to answer. We were a little off today with the timing.
It's okay.
Technical difficulties. But it's fine. We're here. We did the show. Question time, baby. The comment. I have yet to hear the commentary. Oh, my God. The Bret Hart one is the best. Let me see this. Oh, my God. This is great. Can you imagine? This is actually really cool. Oh my God, he gives the glasses to some guy in the crowd and the guy is losing his mind. I love everything about this, dude. Love everything about this.
Yeah.
I definitely have him on the show. Question time.
How do you book Bailey and Charlotte heel versus Hurl? Heel versus heel.
I think they need to commit to Bailey getting gradually worse every week. I'm glad that they didn't dive headfirst into this. So it's almost like bad girl Bailey's being influenced by her bad girl friends.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be like smoking cigarettes in the bathroom. I can't wait till she's smoking cigarettes
in
the bathroom. Can't wait for that. Can't wait till she's like doing her hair differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like cursing at the agents.
Imagine if they start bleeping her.
Yeah.
Or she's
leave me
like,
the F alone.
Yeah.
You're not my real dad.
Oh, you think she's going to come out with face paint like Sensational Sherry?
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be great?
I want her and Vince, like, I want Vince to have a conversation with her backstage and her to just say, like, you're not my effing dad and walk away.
Right.
They gradually turn her heel. I don't know. The heel versus heel thing with Charlotte, I think it's just going to turn into Sasha influencing her to be bad.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
I like that team, though. It's fine. I'm glad they're back together. I'm glad Sasha's back on TV. I'm glad it all worked out.
But her answer was great. It was like, what do you think? We're best friends.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I'm going to take your side, you idiot?
Mm-hmm. People need to be calling people idiots more.
I love the word idiot. My mother used to call everybody an idiot, and I always thought it was really funny as a kid, because I find that word hysterical to call someone an idiot. More than moron.
Oh, yeah.
If someone's a moron, it's not as funny as an idiot. If you refer to someone as an idiot, it really depicts the type of person.
I like dummy.
Dummy?
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have here? In the end, Who Done It Saga. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what do you think they're going to do with the Who Done It Saga? With Rowan.
I don't know, man. I feel like.
What if it's Luke Harper?
That would be cool. I don't know. I do like Roman. I do like Rowan versus Roman. I also think this is his time to shine, because he's a big man that he, like, when they let him talk, he's good, you know?
So I gave a stat on right before the account got suspended.
Okay.
About Daniel Bryan. And I want you guys, I didn't want to elaborate on it on text via tweet, because it could be taken out of context.
Okay.
And it could be perceived differently depending on how you're reading it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we break down how many matches he's had post-Mania, I posted this. MG Geek, do you have that number for me? Because we were doing that math together. I gotta find this. It was Monday, but I wanna go into this a little bit before we wrap the show up, and I want to get your opinion of it. God, sorry, MG. Okay, so here it is. For the entire year, he had 62 matches so far for the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Post-Mania 27. I'm sorry. It's been 33 matches. He's had 9 singles matches.
Okay.
Okay? 4 out of those 9 have been within the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
This is including house shows and stuff.
Okay.
So look at that number.
Mm.
Post-Mania, he's only had 9 singles matches, wow, and 4 out of the 9 were done in 2 weeks.
Wow.
It says something. It's
very interesting.
I don't want to jump and assume something, but if I were to assume, I would say that there was a big problem here. They freaked out and they put him in tag matches.
And now he's good.
He's good.
Nice and healthy.
Yeah.
Keep him healthy for the transition to Fox.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan's gonna be on NXT, baby.
Yeah.
Imagine.
So
imagine.
Let's see. We don't know.
Tim Valencia asks, who on the roster is most likely to be a permanent addition to the NXT roster? Like a bounce back? I'm gonna go Apollo.
Apollo would be good. Cedric would be good.
I think I can see them also sending a big man down to NXT also, because NXT is lacking in like big guys. The Ascension. I would love to see Ascension back on NXT. AOP back on NXT.
AOP you could do.
Ascension,
sure.
You could do.
For sure.
I loved the Ascension on NXT. I thought they were great. You know, they were like big squash dudes.
My dog is freaking out here.
Finn Balor.
He's freaking out.
Oh,
he's having an asthma attack.
There
he goes.
The Miz.
I think we're going to definitely get Finn Balor and all of them there.
The Miz is going to jump on NXT.
I think we're going to get all of them there.
Who would you pop more for if you saw, like, either come back to NXT or show up at NXT?
As a big pop, I think Seth Rollins. Balor. Okay. I would do Balor.
Okay.
Balor returned to NXT because he was more NXT then.
Ricochet
would be cool.
Ricochet did make a nice little impact on NXT, even though he wasn't there for very long.
He wasn't there very long at all, yeah.
I could see Bobby Roode getting put back on NXT.
He's in that weirdo tag team now.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
They don't care for it.
Yeah. Any other questions before we wrap it up here? And then I got nothing. Let's see.
That's it.
Stop setting off pyro in the studio. Yeah, that's what happened, my dog. All right, guys. That's it for this week. Hopefully we'll have our Twitter account back
next,
I don't know, couple days. Hopefully. That's the hope.
All right.
If not, then I don't know what to do. I'm going to go show up in Twitter headquarters and demand the account back.
Hey, Mr. Twitter.
Hey, Twitter, give me back my account. All right, guys, that's it for this week. We'll see you all next time. Hey, follow us on our personal accounts, @AndrewZarian, BTC Rich, and we'll see you all next time.
Later.
Take care.